Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. Today, Jonathan Kahn ties all the threads together as he unlocks ancient mysteries that parallel current events in uncanny ways. Just as Apostle Paul was financially supported by the loyal and generous Philippian church, your partnership in the gospel has brought Southwest Radio and Watchmen on the Wall through wars around the world, the Great Depression, 9/11, and the upheavals of recent years around the globe. We are now in one of the toughest financial seasons this ministry has seen, and your support, your regular support, is needed more than ever. Would you commit to supporting Southwest Radio Ministries monthly? Becoming a faithful friend with a monthly gift will allow us to budget for operational costs and new projects as the Lord leads. You can begin giving monthly by simply visiting our website, swrc.com, or by calling 1-800-652-1144. Friends, will you stand with us every month? Please, begin your monthly giving today. 1-800-652-1144. In the most information-packed episode of this series, best-selling author Jonathan Kahn ties all the threads together as he unlocks ancient mysteries that parallel current events in some pretty uncanny ways. How is an ancient goddess connected to Kamala Harris? What is the final mystery of Donald Trump? Did the Butler, Pennsylvania assassination attempt on President Trump parallel an ancient mystery from the Old Testament? What should the church do in light of these events? Let's join Jonathan Kahn and Josh Davis for this revealing episode of Watchmen on the Wall.
Friends, we're excited to be joined again by author Jonathan Kahn. This is the last day, and we have a jam-packed episode. We were talking just off the air of how much we've got to get into this program, so I'm going to be quick in my introduction and just say welcome back, Jonathan Kahn. Thank you so much for joining us.
Great to be back.
So we're talking where we left off on yesterday's program about the possible return of an avatar to accompany the return of the gods. Could you remind us of where we've been and highlight a little bit of what we're going to be talking about?
Yeah, for those who just tuned in, we're talking about this is the newest book that's coming out, which is The Avatar. It's got to be the most explosive book I've ever done. It's going to be taking the veil away for to reveal what is happening right now, what has been happening, what is happening now, where is everything going? Are there ancient mysteries behind everything from the political realm to the future? It says so much stunning things, and we're able to just give you a taste of it. But this is The Avatar, and now we're going to get to really, for those who didn't hear it, an avatar was basically a vessel of the gods in the pagan world, was an instrument, a representative, called the living image of the gods. In ancient times, the avatar, the kings were often avatars. The pharaohs were seen as living images of the gods. So were the kings of Babylon. So were other kings. And when you take this spiritually to the mystery of the return of the gods, when a nation drives God out of its life, other gods, it starts following other gods, and other spirits come in. And the same spirits that were driven out of it like, in ancient times when paganism was driven out of the West, they come back, comes back. And so the thing is that the gods or the spirits are not interested in being tolerated. They want dominion. They want every knee to bow to them. And so the thing is, if you can rule the ruler, if you can lead the leader, if you can take possession, in a sense, of a leader, you can rule the country, the people, you have everything. And so that's why this becomes an issue. That's in ancient times, it was the kings who were considered the avatars of the gods. So could it now happen that if America's been driving God out, and these other spirits are coming back in, and these other pagan, and there's a paganization going on in our culture, could the avatars return, and could there be avatars, and could we even identify one, which is what the avatars, one of the things the avatar is going to do, could we actually identify them? And it's not about the people, we have no enemies, we pray for all people, the people don't know what they're doing, but could there be one right now who is actually being used and is in effect an avatar of the gods?
So what does the House of Brahman have to do with avatars?
the key cultures of paganism today is Hindu culture, because it's the worship of the gods. And we began when I shared what happened when I was in India and dealing with these things, you know, the gods and what, and more than just mythology. I mean, real the spirits of the whole. So in Hinduism, there is the belief that there is one particular house of people that is especially chosen to in which avatars are to be born, and this is called the house of Brahman. Well, in the house of Brahman is the house in which Kamala Harris was born.
Wow, can you unpack that for us? What's the mystery of Kamala Harris's name?
Well, she's given the name. The name. Well, first of all, when America turned away from God, turned to other gods, particularly the gods of the East, started coming into our culture.
Yes.
And the thing is that, you know, the symbol of those gods, of Hinduism and all those gods, is the lotus, the lotus flower. It's all linked to all the gods, and it's the symbol of it. Well, Kamala means lotus, the lotus, number one. It's linked to the gods of the East, number one. And even the turning of America away from God. But also, it's the name of a specific goddess named Kamala. Kamala is the name of a goddess named Kamala. And that's not all. Mm. Her middle name is Devi, and the word Devi means the goddess. So literally, her name means Kamala the goddess,
wow.
Kamala Devi. And actually, in Hindu writings, they actually speak of Kamala Devi. They have praises and worship of Kamala Devi, which is the name. And what's going to happen is that Kamala Harris is, and by the way, she was born just at the time that America began turning away from God, and just on the eve of when all these other gods were coming in. She's born in 1964. And the thing is that, her life is going to be, a living image of the goddess that she was named after. It's going to be, in effect, a living avatar.
And you also explain how that the origin of this goddess has something to do with Kamala Harris.
Yeah, the origin myth of the goddess is that she's born or rises linked to the sea or the ocean. The connection is to the ocean, the rising. Well, Kamala Harris was born by the ocean on the West Coast, on the San Francisco Bay, by the ocean, and her rise all was centered on San Francisco. As the goddess rises by the ocean, she rises by the ocean.
And you also unpack how that there is a partnership between this goddess and also with the god Vishnu. And what does that have to do with Kamala Harris?
Well, she's in a partnership. So the goddess is in a partnership with a male god, mm-hmm. Vishnu. And so Kamala Harris's rise and her is in partnership with a male leader, the king, as we spoke in other mysteries of Joe Biden, the president of the United States. So Vishnu is considered in Hinduism the king of creation, the king god, the number one god of creation, well over the creation. Well, so Kamala is the number two, is the vice god, is the vice president god. She's the number two, and so was Kamala Harris to Biden. So almost as if she was destined to become the number two of the land. Not only that, but Biden was called Sleepy Joe, Sleepy mm-hmm. Joe, Sleepy Joe. Well, Vishnu is called the sleeping god.
Huh, wow. And so there is something especially strange about this goddess. And what is included there in the avatar about the strangeness of this goddess?
Well, there's something strange with Kamala Harris, and that is that she's called Laughing Kamala because she's always laughing. And not just that she's always laughing, but she's laughing at the wrong times. You know,
yes.
When it's not appropriate to laugh, she laughs. Well, in Hinduism, it's interesting because it's the worship and the concept of the laughing goddess. And she's called Devi, or, you know, in these things. And Kamala Harris's middle name is Devi. And even the goddess Kamala is linked to this as well. So you have literally the laughing goddess. And the laughing goddess actually laughs when she's warring against people. And even when she brings destruction, she's laughing. And so, you know, and so for the first time ever, here is a woman literally called goddess, and the laughing Kamala, and she is, you know, and so there is, so is the laughing goddess.
Now, friends, we're visiting with author Jonathan Kahn discussing his book, The Avatar. Now, what is the mystery of the Sharad Purnima?
in the Hindu calendar, there's a day called Shraddh Purnima, which is the day when the goddess Kamala is celebrated and worshipped. They sing her praises. They bring her idols into their houses and worship her. It's the day of the goddess Kamala. Now, Kamala Harris was born on October 20th, 1964. But on the Hindu calendar, she was born on Shraddh Purnima,
wow,
the day of the goddess Kamala. So Kamala, the woman Kamala, was born on the day of the goddess Kamala. Not only that, but there's the night. The night there is called Puja Gara Pura. When the night, it means is anyone awake? And it's because it's believed that on that night, the goddess Kamala enters the world under the moon. It's under the full moon. She enters under the full moon, enters into the world. And so they actually, in the Hindu world, they open up their houses to greet and welcome in the goddess Kamala to enter the world. Kamala Harris was born at night. She was born under the full moon. She was born on the night of Puja Gara Pura. So she entered the world on the day that the goddess Kamala enters the world. Not only that, but on that day, there's a day on the Hindu calendar where they specifically recount the story of the birth of the goddess Kamala by the waters, and it is celebrated as her birth, the birth of the goddess Kamala. The woman Kamala was born on the day of the birth of the goddess Kamala. Literally born on the day of the birth of the goddess Kamala. When she was born, all over the world, they were singing, they were chanting her name. They were chanting Kamala and Kamala Devi. They were all over the world as Kamala Devi came into the world.
These are fascinating parallels that you're unpacking for us, and we're going to try to squeeze in as much as we can in today's episode. Friends, we're visiting with author Jonathan Kahn, and we're discussing the book The Avatar. Is not only a book, but we also have exclusively available for you the Avatar Uncensored 8 DVD album, and it's available at swrc.com. That's our website, swrc.com. You can also order over the phone. Our toll-free number is 1-800-652-1144. Again, that toll-free number is 1-800-652-1144. Again, the website, swrc.com. Jonathan, can you tell us the kind of content people can expect in the Avatar Uncensored 8 DVD album?
This is something, listen, only, you know, you guys at SWRC, you audience, you're amazing. You're hungry for the word. And so we make things available very special here. This is exclusive. You cannot get this in bookstores. You can't get it on Amazon. It's not there. This is only to a select few, and this is to you guys. This is the Avatar Uncensored. I made this up and created. This is 8 one-hour DVDs where I'm opening up not only the mysteries of the Avatar, I'm opening up the mysteries of the uncensored mysteries that are not even in the book because they're uncensored. And if you think this is explosive, you can imagine what's there. And the thing is that it's not only that, it's also putting mysteries where I've never put together like this in this one place of the end times, of what do you need to know as an end time believer? What are the most important keys to know to prevail in what's coming? Also, there's something, example, there's a mystery called that I share on the Avatar Uncensored called The Mystery of Days. And this may enable you to know exact events that are going to happen and even exactly when it's going to happen. So this is a prophetic explosion. You're not just reading words. You're going to see it come alive. You're going to see the videos. You're going to see things captured there. You're going to hear it. You can show it to your family, your unsaved people, friends, Bible studies, churches, or just enjoy it. You're going to be blessed. It's an explosion. It's special. So take advantage of it because you're not going to hear it elsewhere. It is the Avatar Uncensored, available here on SWRC. And also, when you get the Avatar, the book, get copies for people in your life who need to know.
Friends, again, it's available, swrc.com. That's our website, swrc.com. Or you can give us a call to order your copies today, 1-800-652-1144. Again, our phone number, 1-800-652-1144. Now, one of the chapters in the Avatar is called The Image. What does that chapter reveal?
Well, I was telling you about the ancient god kings and goddess queens and avatars. And the thing is, there would be images they would make, like on the walls of the Egyptian houses, palaces, and where where they'd show the god, that the king or queen merged with the goddess or god of that person is supposed to be an avatar or representative. So they'd merge the features together. Well, there actually was an image of an avatar, of the avatar that came appeared on the internet about a month before Kamala Harris came to power in the White House. You could say it's a warning, but it was put up by her own family. And it was the image of Kamala Harris merged with that of goddess. That this is her own family.
Wow.
Merged with the image of a Hindu goddess. Literally, it's Kamala Harris with like multiple arms and riding into war as the goddess would ride into war. And the thing is she's coming against this monster, this creature where they put the head of Donald Trump on it. And then she's riding a lion, and they put the head of Biden on it. Now, now aside from how like amazing it is that they're actually manifesting her as an avatar. I mean, but not only that, but it's like prophetic because, you know, in 2020 she wasn't directly the one fighting Donald Trump; it was Biden, and she wasn't riding on Biden or being supported by Biden. He was the lead, but in 2024 she was. So this came out in 2020. So it was like a prophetic thing from the dark side, almost as if she had been positioned by these forces from the beginning to be put exactly where she was to hopefully take over America.
These are fascinating truths that you're revealing to us and really connecting a lot of dots that many people would look over. Many people would just say, oh, it's just coincidence. It's inconsequential. But you're really connecting a lot of dots for our listeners. So friends, we hope that you take advantage of what you're listening, dive deeper with the resources as well. Now, Jonathan, what does the sign of the avatar mean for America?
Yeah, well, listen, America was dedicated originally by the Puritans to be a nation under God, and we say it's one nation under God. We're to be, and so what this would mean is if she had won that election, remember, the gods or the spirits are not interested in being tolerated. They're interested in dominion. They want to take over. And if she had won that election, and it's not just her, it's the agenda, that would have sealed America. And
yes.
And think about this, it would mean that we would be led by one whose name means the goddess. So instead of one nation under God, it would have been one nation under one named the goddess. One nation under the goddess. Not led by God, but led by the goddess. And so that would have been the final victory. So it was only the grace of God. So the sign of the avatar is that's how far we've come. We are so deep into this. But God, you know, gave us a chance with the election of Donald Trump. It's not about Donald Trump, but he's a vessel. But that goes to the mystery of Donald Trump.
And what is that final mystery of Donald Trump?
Well, we spoke of the mystery of Jehu with Trump, and that's total. And the avatar opens that up. But also, it goes, you know, Jehu was actually linked to trumpets. At the beginning of his reign, it was the sound of the trumpets. Well, Donald Trump, there's a reason why he's called Trump. In English, the word Trump means trumpet. And the thing is that he is a trumpet. He's a vessel. A trumpet is a vessel. And a trumpet is a loud vessel. And it's a jarring vessel. And it interrupts, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what Trump is. And the thing is that, so the thing is that, you know, it's a vessel of war. It's a vessel of change, of that there's going to be a change. When the trumpets of Jehu sounded, it meant that the old order was going to fall. The kings and queens were going to be overturned, and there was going to be a new order, and that's also Donald Trump as well. But it goes even deeper, just like with Kamala Harris, it goes to her birth. This is going to go to his birth.
Is there a scripture that really reveals the day of Trump's birth? And how does it ordain the exact year that he's going to be lifted up to become the president?
Well, just like with Kamala Harris, you know, she was born on a pagan holiday, and people all over the world are celebrating it. Donald Trump was born on a day that ushered in a biblical holy day. He was born on Friday, which ushers in the Sabbath that night. And on every Sabbath, there's an appointed scripture for, you know, from ages past for that particular day. So what was the appointed scripture for the day, you know, that ushering in, you know, that ushered in by Donald Trump's birth? Well, it was the scripture that it says that God is calling forth to bring into the world a vessel, an instrument to serve his purposes. And the instrument that is appointed for that scripture to come into the world is the trumpet. So literally, he's born on the day where God commands a trumpet to come into the world.
Mm.
And the thing is that, you know, the thing is that it even ordained the time he would come to power, because, you know, when is the trumpet lifted up and blown throughout the land? In the year of Jubilee. Well, the Jubilee is the 50th year, which comes after, you know, every year Jubilee is the restoration of Israel. Well, when was the last restoration of Israel? It was 1967 was the restoring of Jerusalem. It was a year of Jubilee. I won't go into it, but it's the restoration. Count 50 years from that, it comes to the year 2017. 2017 is the year, is a prophetic year of Jubilee, 50 years, and it's the year that Donald Trump is lifted up, becomes president, and he is sounded throughout the land. And when the trumpet sounds at Jubilee, the land, the returns to the legal right is given back. Well, he sounds the Jerusalem Declaration, and Jerusalem is legally given, is recognized back to Jerusalem, to Israel.
And so what does that mystery of the trumpet and what you saw happening in the nations reveal about Trump's role with the return of the gods?
Well, remember, and we started this way, when I sounded that trumpet, it was like there was a mass exorcism. And in the Bible, oh, by the way, you know, the Bible is that scripture where it says, if, when you're in war, sound the trumpet and the enemy will flee. Well, you know what? You know what, Josh? That scripture was also appointed for Donald Trump's birth. So that was Donald Trump's birth. It says, sound the trumpet, and the enemy is going to be defeated. And what happens when the trumpet sounds? The spirits or the gods have to flee. So he won. You know, and what he's been doing since then is he's been rolling back the agenda of the gods, rolling back the gender confusion, you know, Ishtar, sexual immorality, rolling that back, seeking to roll back abortion, you know, child sacrifice, rolling back it all. That's what the mystery, that, you know, from the beginning when I talked about the trumpet, now we're talking about Trump. We're watching it happen before our eyes on the stage of America and the world.
Well, friends, we've just got a couple minutes left, and there is so much more that we could explore. And we've got a couple more questions that we want to squeeze in. But let me tell you and remind you, if you want to go deeper and if you want to go deep into this study, and I know you will, you need to get your copy of the book and also the exclusive uncensored 8-DVD album, The Avatar. You can order both as a package deal from swrc.com. Again, that's swrc.com. Or give us a call, 1-800-652-1144. Again, the number 1-800-652-1144. Or order today online, swrc.com. Now, Jonathan, in the Avatar, you reveal that behind the assassination attempt in Butler, Pennsylvania, there was an ancient mystery that was at work that goes all the way back to the priests of Israel. Can you open that up for us?
Yeah. Jehu is the one king of the north who's revealed in the Bible as being anointed. Could Donald Trump have been anointed for what he's doing? Well, the most detailed anointing in the Bible is the anointing of the priests, who were anointed to serve God. And the anointing involved not just oil, but blood. And the blood had to touch the ear of the one being anointed. So in Trump, with that miraculous redemption there, he was delivered, it touches his ear. The anointing has to touch the right ear of the man. It touches his right ear. It has to touch the tip. It touches the tip of his right ear. Then the blood is to touch his hand. Next thing that happens, he brings his hand to his ear, touches his hand. The anointing has to touch the right hand of the priest, touches his right hand. Has to touch his right thumb. His right thumb is the first thing that comes up. Then it's to touch his feet. Now, it can only touch his feet if his... We don't know what happened because the camera doesn't show it. But it can only touch his feet if his shoes are removed. Well, his shoes get removed in this as he goes down where the blood is. And for the priest to minister, he ministers without shoes. He's got to be anointed without shoes, and that's exactly what happens at Butler. And not only that, but it's a seven-day ordination. It comes at the end. If you count 7 days from that moment, you know, and Hebrew goes by sundown. So first it's Saturday, then comes sundown, begins the next day, count it. It comes to Thursday night is the seventh day begins. Thursday night is the day he is nominated to become president of the United States. The anointing is complete.
So as we wrap up our time together, and I know there's so many more questions that we wish we could cram in, but can you tell us, where are we now? What must we do?
Up with the mystery of the black obelisk. We won't have time how this ancient object reveals what it is. But here's the thing. We have right now a window of time. That's a mystery of J. Jehu. It's the mystery of the Avatar. It's the mystery of the Black Apostles. We have a window of time to come back to God. The only thing that can save America is revival. We got to pray for that as never before. If we change the government, we don't change the people, the unchanged people are going to change the government back. We need revival as never before. Let's pray. Let's go full out for that, because that's our only hope, and that is the charge. That's what the Avatar is going to lead to. What do we need to do?
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much, Jonathan, for joining us for these 4 days of broadcasting. Friends, let me tell you one last time, you can pick up your copy of the book, The Avatar, at swrc.com, or give us a call, 1-800-652-1144. And please do not forget the exclusive offer to our listeners, The Avatar Uncensored 8-DVD album. You can purchase it with the book. Again, it's available, swrc.com, or 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. And visit us online, swrc.com. Jonathan, once more, thank you so much for joining us for these last 4 days of programming. And may God bless you and your ministry as you continue to sound this important and timely message all across the world.
Thank you.
The Avatar, Jonathan Kahn's brand new book and 8-DVD set, are here as an exclusive collection. Unlock the full revelation with the Avatar Collection, the ultimate bundle for those seeking to uncover the ancient mysteries shaping today's world. This exclusive set includes the hardcover edition of the Avatar book and the 8-DVD set, The Avatar Uncensored. From number one New York Times bestselling author Jonathan Kahn, The Avatar is his most explosive and prophetic book yet, pulling back the veil on ancient gods, modern leaders, and supernatural patterns unfolding in real time. This is more than a book, it's a wake-up call. In the 8-DVD set, go beyond the book in this special edition series with over 8 hours of uncensored, visually stunning content. Jonathan Kahn personally reveals exclusive mysteries not found anywhere else, including prophetic signs, ancient parallels, and never-before-seen footage. Order the Avatar Collection by Jonathan Kahn today when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also order online, swrc.com. The Avatar Collection includes the hardcover book and the exclusive 8-DVD set, The Avatar Uncensored. The 8-DVD set is not sold in stores or on Amazon, but it is available here right now. 1-800-652-1144. The latest headlines from the end times are coming up on tomorrow's program. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners like you. To learn more, visit our website, swrc.com.